Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Teen arrested after destroying property at the Yes House. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Gillette police officers were called to the Yes House on Wednesday at around 6 p.m. after it was reported a 17-year-old female broke an exit sign and damaged drywall with a broomstick. She also flipped over a table and broke the legs as well as a clock, according to Deputy Chief Brent Wasson. Due to behavioral issues, the county attorney's office authorized officers to detain the teen. She was arrested and taken to the juvenile detention center. She was charged with destruction of property. The estimated cost of the damage is more than $500. Powder River Energy Foundation and Basin Electric Power Cooperative have joined forces to make a $5,000 donation to Imagination Library of Campbell County to provide free books to local children ages 5 and under, according to the press release from the Powder River Energy Corporation Foundation Marketing Department. Approximately 400 Campbell County children signed up for the program in late 2022 and started receiving books in January. Although 100% of the cost of the books is funded by local donors, the program is part of the National Dolly Parton Imagination Library. This nonprofit organization is dedicated to inspiring reading by gifting books free of charge to children ages birth to 5. Parents simply sign up their children and receive a book in the mail every month up to their 5th birthday. The first book each child receives is one of Dolly Parton's favorite books, The Little Engine That Could, and the last book they receive is Look Out Kindergarten, Here I Come. The Precorp Foundation and matching partners like Basic and Electric is pleased to be part of this effort to support families and young minds in Northeast Wyoming. Their successful, locally focused programs continue to implement one of the foundation's general tenets, which is to support the Northeast Wyoming communities we serve, said Foundation Board President John Flocchini. The foundation focuses its giving to charitable organizations in Campbell, Crook, Johnson, Sheridan, and Weston counties. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network News, I'm Terry Shaleen.